When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand. It's the podcast, same as the radio show, and you can listen to what you missed, posted after 4 o'clock. Welcome.
Whether you listen live or you listen later on, this is the kind of show where you might want to take a shower afterwards. Whew. We got some perverts in the news. We'll give you an update on the attempted rapist in Long Beach story. The woman at the center of that is coming back on the show at 3 o'clock for an update. Now, when we last talked about it yesterday, the L.A. County District Attorney's Office was reconsidering the misdemeanor charges that they filed against this homeless guy that dropped his pants and knocked over a woman, ripped up her, lifted up her dress and knocked her over on a street in Long Beach a few weeks ago. So Rebecca is going to come back on at 3 to give us the update on that story. And the other perv is a new one, is in Norwalk. And this is a creepy story that Fox 11 aired. We're going to also play you their the audio of their story coming up later on. But he likes to watch children. And it looks like he likes to touch himself while he watches children, while he sits in his car with his laptop and looks like a blanket or a pillow that he covers himself with.
We'll probably get more listening from the vagrants today since we have those stories featured.
Yeah, I don't know if this guy's a vagrant or not. He's got a car. I don't know. They blurred out his face. Because he actually talked to the reporter, defending his right to It's a free country. He can stand there and look at kids. And
You're right. He might be working for a law firm. I shouldn't jump to conclusions. He's vagrant adjacent.
We're going to begin the show though with the Migrant Watch, and what a story this is! A bunch of Democrat mayors from the cities that have been overwhelmed with the migrants that Joe Biden has let come into the United States, mostly through Texas since he's become president. As you know, the numbers are all-time records. Texas is doing what it has to do, and it's really not that big a portion of the migrants, but they are bussing off some to cities.
No, but the one in New York, it's 10% of the migrants. 90% of the migrants did not come from a Texas bus.
Oh, okay, yeah, the other 90% found their way to New York.
Yes.
Right. They didn't come from Arizona or...
Well, the Texas governor, he said about 10, 12, 13,000, something in that range, last time there was a quote, and they have over 100,000. So everyone's using Greg Abbott as the boogeyman, right?
Nice.
He's not. 90% of the migrants in New York, most of the migrants that came to L.A., came through other methods, not through Greg Abbott's buses.
Right, but it's easy to use the buses as the you know, the straw man here and say, oh, look at that. They're dropping all these migrants off here. They didn't even ask us. And, yeah, they're trying to. I don't think it's inhumane.
I don't think anyone intelligent buys that argument. I really don't. Not when you've prattled on for
But how
years.
Do they know the numbers that you know? I mean, you rattle off the numbers, which are correct, but people don't know that. They're like, look at Texas getting rid of all their migrants to these poor cities that are overwhelmed.
It's what we're here for, to inform people.
Oh, yeah. I think our audience knows.
That's why I engage in the battle every day.
The greater ignorant Californians who vote for people that they vote for are very insulated from the truth in these matters. So, the Daily Mail reported that it's the mayors of New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Denver, and Houston who are headed to Washington, D.C. to ask for more money. Apparently, Congress has been asked for $1.4 billion. But these mayors said we need $5 billion to deal with these migrant numbers. The update I have, and you'll see why in a moment, is that it certainly was the New York City mayor, Eric Adams, and along with the Chicago mayor and the Denver mayor. I don't think Karen Bass went. I don't think that part is accurate. I looked, tried to find out. It says L.A., but she may have been part of the letter. But I don't think she was just in D.C. Remember, she took her whole fleet of people there. And
yeah, it says she... They've joined forces to demand the White House step in. So, I mean, she might have been part of the letter. Yeah. They said in a letter that they need $5 billion. Now, some of these mayors actually went to Washington, D.C.
And Eric Adams didn't make it to Washington, D.C. He abruptly turned around. And the reason for that is one of his top fundraisers had an FBI raid at her home. Boy, there's a lot of corruption that's swirling around Eric Adams and people close to him.
And screaming was heard from her home as the FBI was like a
shock
rifling.
Or something.
I don't know. Who knows
or
what they were doing?
They opened her underwear drawer. What does that mean? Well, screaming.
They do that. I mean, they go through every single drawer.
They do.
They turn everything upside down. They pull everything out of the closets.
Yeah, so, you do not want to be subject to an FBI raid. They don't kid around.
No, they'll rip the clothes right off you.
Just to give you the details on that briefly, her name is Brianna Suggs. And apparently, they surrounded her home today. That's why Eric Adams had to cancel his meetings in Washington, D.C. to ask for more money for the migrants and head back to New York to deal with a matter. This is what we learned that it is. She's already raised $2.5 million for his 2025 reelection campaign. So
sure
you can probably speculate here as to what they're looking
sure
to her
all that
for.
Money's on the up and up, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
The FBI is showing up.
It says in September, Eric Adams, former buildings commissioner and senior advisor, was indicted by the Manhattan DA.
Oh, is that right?
Conspiracy and bribe taking. Right.
There you go.
He also helped organize a big fundraiser for Mr. Adams in 2021. And in July, they indicted six more people, including a retired police inspector who once worked and socialized with Mr. Adams for conspiring to funnel illegal donations to the mayor's 2021 campaign.
It is a corrupt sewer. It's like Los Angeles and all the city council members. It's just a corrupt sewer. They're only there to steal money from somebody else, to raise money. To trade their votes. That's all they're there for. I want to grab people by the hair sometimes and slam their head against the wall. It's like, do you understand? All these people are criminals. Criminals. Stop voting for them. Stop it.
The other cities involved in this plea for more money, Denver, Mayor Mike Johnson, they've had 24,000 migrants that have arrived since last year, and their shelter system has run out of space. They're spending $2 million a week in housing with 2,500 migrants staying in shelters. Now, Chicago, which has that new mayor, and this is another crazy one, Brandon Johnson.
Oh, my
God.
They
have received over 17,000 migrants this year.
You know what I read about him? Because they have so much crime, so many migrants, homeless people. And he's a new mayor, right? He doesn't have a lot of experience. He's been having panic attacks, according to the Chicago writers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, he's so overwhelmed by the job. He is freaking out, panic attacks, and, you know, they don't know if he's going to last mentally.
They, Oh, that city's in really bad shape. I mean,
oh, it is.
Every
it's
week
horrible.
There's another homicide report of all the murders and stuff going on there.
Well,
the mayor of Houston.
No, it's just this is the natural end to progressive politics. This all had to happen, right? We've been preaching about this for years, that eventually all this is going to blow up into a big disaster, and now it is. And I am amused by this. I can't wait to read how, you know, a guy like Brandon Johnson is having a panic attack, or Eric Adams is spinning around at the last minute to head back home because his chief fundraiser is getting roto-rooted by the FBI. I mean, this is glorious stuff.
These are sanctuary cities, so they should not have any objection to taking on the migrants that are coming into the U.S., mostly into Texas, because they're saying that's we're welcoming.
It was just a posture, though. They didn't mean it. They wanted to look cool and progressive.
Well, they got called on their bluff.
Because they get applauded for being cool and progressive. And I wonder, did any of them, while they were prattling on about diversity and equity and inclusivity and we're going to be sanctuary for the immigrants, did any of them just for a moment say, what happens if we suddenly got 100,000 pouring into the city? Where would we put them? I mean, they didn't even plan for it. It didn't even occur to them that if you actually had the 100,000 in New York City, it would be complete chaos. That's what's fascinating. It's one thing to say, we'll take you in, but you got to have a program for it. It's like, well, we don't have any money and we don't have any space and we don't have any personnel. It's like, so why were you bragging about Sanctuary City? What would you do that for? Now his entire mayoralty is taken over by the migrant crisis. And more than half the people in New York hate this. And they're going to hold him responsible. It's a weird hill to die on.
We got more coming up. Your chance to win some money is still around, so stay tuned for a keyword. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, and coming up tomorrow, we're resuming with our Moistline friends. So if you want to drop a message to be part of the Moistline calls on Friday, do it using that app. All you have to do is look for the microphone icon, the John and Ken Show, or call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886.
I hear we have vacancies.
Oh, okay. Well,
we
there
have
you
vacancies.
Go. That just means I'll make more of these announcements.
This is your chance. If you have not been heard yet, this is a good week to call.
There you go. If you've not been heard yet. You mean in the 20 years we've been doing this?
Right. It's a lot of people who have not been, we have not heard from everyone.
Oh, and there's a lot of people whose messages get rejected every week. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons that we've not heard from them.
Some people we shouldn't hear from, but we do have an opportunity.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at a story. There's a couple of places in California that are requiring masking again. Oh, my God. It looks like it's healthcare settings. Oh, yeah. Hospitals and skilled nursing facilities to prevent the spread of COVID, the flu, and RSV. That's the new one they talk a lot about.
You know, there's a book out, and it was excerpted in New York Magazine, among other places. And I read it, and, you know, when I see these kind of stories, I immediately want to talk about it. And then I thought, nah, it's about COVID. Nobody wants to hear about that anymore. It's got to be talked about, because the conclusion of the book was all these measures to distance ourselves and close everything down was a failure. That after looking at all the research over the last few years, it was a failure. It didn't have to happen, should not have happened. But
that whole thing had like a super spreading nature to it that you're right. I don't think there was any way to control it. Then the pattern became, it would just blow through in a month and then everything would calm down again.
But
it didn't matter how many people were masking, not masking.
There's millions of ninnies in this country that will never accept it, no matter how much proof you show them. They're unreachable because they're so emotionally, they were so panicked the first time, so traumatized. They're so emotionally invested in things like masks. They can't, they'll never come around. They're just going to keep repeating the same bizarre behavior over and over again.
All right. With regards on the Vagrant Watch, we have talked about this quite a bit over the last several months. A powerful hotel workers union got a measure to be put on the Los Angeles City ballot in March that would have required hotels to participate in a city program to put homeless residents. I'm reading from the LA Times. It's funny. Homeless residents in vacant hotel rooms. Basically, they were going to take Project Room Key, which was voluntary, and make it mandatory. Every day you'd have to report the number of vacancies, and the city let you know if we're going to send some homeless people your way. Horrible, horrible thing. This is this Unite Here Local 11, which represents 32,000 hotel workers in Southern California and Arizona. Right now, as you know, there are strikes against a number of the hotels over, obviously, wages and benefits. And this was a ploy by the union to gain some leverage. Well, it may have worked, because it looks like it's going to be pulled from the ballot because they reached a deal with the LA City Council President, Paul Krikorian. Under the agreement, the city council would approve a new package of regulations on the development of new hotels, forcing them to go through a more extensive approval process. Hotel developers also be required to replace any housing that is demolished to make way for their projects by building new residential units or buying and renovating existing ones. Wow, so this, they have to be in the housing business now.
Well, see, this is weird, because you have this, the workers' union, not just negotiating for better wages and benefits for their employees, but they want to make social change by building affordable housing. If the hotels don't build affordable housing,
the hotel developers have to do it, right?
Right. Or they're going to really extort the hotels by saying, okay, we're going to put this on the ballot and we're going to force you to accept homeless people in your hotel. Somewhere in there, it doesn't seem legal. It just seems...
This, you're right. There could be some mountains they have to climb here before this becomes a reality.
How do you force a hotel? I don't know how you force a hotel to take in homeless people, but that's what was on the ballot. I can't believe that would survive in court. And I can't believe the city is stepping in here and saying, well, fine, we're going to force the hotels to build affordable housing or they don't get to build any new hotels.
It sounds to me the linkage here is if they have a new hotel project, yes, they have to build new residential units or buy and renovate existing ones. And supposedly that would be for the employees, because the complaint is they can't find decently priced homes near their jobs. So they have to, as they say in the Times, endure punishing commutes.
Because the work doesn't pay much, because it's basic work that anybody can do. You're not supposed to own a home if you're cleaning hotel rooms for a living. You're not going to own a home. You've got to do better than that.
And the nicest hotels are in the more expensive neighborhoods. You can't expect to work on a hotel wage and buy, you know, a home in the west side of L.A.
This is Marxism. This is what the Communist Party tried to do. This will fail, too. This whole thing is going to collapse. You can't force, whether it's fast food companies or hotels, to pay an exorbitant amount of salary for simple basic work so that the people can own homes. Yeah, the government's going to force companies to build homes. This never is actually going to happen. Ay, ay, ay.
So it already got signed off by a number of council members, five others. So it's only two votes shy of passing. And I don't know when it's going to come before the full council. But if it happens, the ballot measure would change to voluntary. So it would be like Project Room Key. Hotels could volunteer to turn over their rooms to the homeless. They wouldn't be forced.
Nobody's going to do that.
I wonder if they saw some internal polling that made them nervous. And they thought, well, if we can work out a deal here. I mean the hotel people. Because otherwise, I would have just folded my arms and say, see if people vote for your stupid measure.
Well, I'm thinking this is a face-saving measure. The union climbed so far out on the limb, they look like fools if they pull it outright. So maybe they negotiated with the city council to issue a press release and, you know, here's our compromise. But I can't believe any housing's ever going to get built. Housing never gets built because affordable housing is not profitable. In Los Angeles. That's why nobody builds it.
No.
Because it costs too much. It costs too much to build in Los Angeles. You can't build anything. You can't put up a mailbox or build a treehouse for your kid. It's all cost too much.
Feeling the hotels did not, you know what? They did not participate in this. You're right. This was a deal made between the politicians and the unions. So I don't know whether or not the hotels like this. The hotel industry likes this deal. Maybe they would be willing to take their chances with a vote next March, which means if it goes down to defeat, they don't have to do anything with stupid development and building affordable housing. I don't know. I have to find that out. Maybe I'll get Ray to get in touch with
the whole thing smells. Yeah, let's get
here it is. Heather Roseman, president and chief executive, said, "We're still studying the proposal, but commended council members to be willing to listen to all sides of the issue." So they weren't really part of this. This was between the union and the politicians.
Let's get that guy on. Who'd we have on? Remember, he had a deep radio voice.
Yes.
He was a spokesman for the hotel industry.
We'll see. He may not have anything to say yet because this is a brand new story, but we will try to reach out and get him back on the show and see what their position is on this, quote, deal between dopey politicians and the out-of-whack union. All right. We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand, the podcast, same thing as the show. And you can hear what you missed.
All right, stand by. 3 o'clock, we're going to be going back to Long Beach and talking to the woman that got sexually assaulted by a vagrant a few weeks ago and was stunned to learn the LA County DA thinks it's a misdemeanor. Unbelievable. We told they were reconsidering that decision. So we're going to find out where it stands at 3:05 when we talk once again to Rebecca Peterson. Now we turn to Norwalk. Norwalk, not a place we talk about very often. It is part of Los Angeles County. It's a story from Fox 11. It's about a creepy guy that likes to hang out and watch children, sometimes interact with them. And it appears to be he might be pleasuring himself in his car sometimes. This is the story from Fox 11 reporter Gina Silva.
Honestly, as a mom, like, I'm shocked it's gone on this long.
Parents in Norwalk say the man sitting in this vehicle is here every day after school, taking photos of children hanging out at New River Park.
They've asked him, like, why are you here? Why are you filming the children? And he doesn't really give a specific answer. He just says that it's his right.
He sits in his SUV with a blanket, a laptop, and his phone.
Usually when the kids are coming out of school, he'll have his laptop pointed facing them and he just records.
Is he taking pictures of you?
Yeah.
We spoke with a 13-year-old student from New River Elementary who says she's actually seen him doing much more than just taking photos.
Witnessed him masturbated to kids.
Parents say he tries to get the attention of kids by offering different items. One parent snapped this photo of a student she claims received a cigar from the man in the vehicle.
He's called several women home with children, and it almost seems like it's a scare tactic.
I would hate for anyone to just ignore this and act like, oh, it's just a guy in a car. No, this is disgusting. This is horrible. And I think more people need to be aware of what's going on.
My biggest concern is for the safety of the parents and the kids. I just don't want them to take in the law in their own hands.
Norwalk City Council member Rick Ramirez had these cameras installed outside of a children's recreation center at the park. New River Elementary also placed this tarp on the school fence. They were hoping it would stop the man from coming to this location, but it hasn't.
Why can't something be done about this?
Well, technically, he hasn't broken any laws that we know of, than he's been harassing.
I'm not doing anything wrong, and I have the full right to be there.
We spoke with a man accused of being a creep. Fox 11 News is not revealing his identity because he hasn't been charged with any crime.
I'm not taking pictures of kids.
You're not?
I'm not.
He denies everything he's being accused
of. Of course he does.
And says the concerned parents are just haters.
Why do you keep going back knowing haters. You're making these parents uncomfortable?
When Rosa Parks wanted to sit in the front of the bus, she could have just sat in the back of the bus and not have to deal with the issues. Cesar Chavez could have accepted the low wages, not complained, be happy with what he got. But no, they stood up because they knew they were right, and I'm standing up for myself because I know I'm right.
Again, we're not identifying this man because he has not been charged with any crime. He insists what he's doing, it's his right, even if it makes those parents uncomfortable. He tells us he's not going to stop.
He's
That's
not
Peter Silva, Fox 11.
That is, I can't.
What was that
stand
stuff
it.
He was babbling there? Compared himself to Cesar Chavez and wages for farm workers.
I can't. I can't stand when reporters treat mental patients rationally. Well, you know, what are you trying to do here? I have the right. It's like he's a pedophile. Stop, everybody. He's a pedophile, and the mothers all know it, but they're afraid of them. They're afraid of him. What we need here is some male energy. We need the police to drag this guy away and give him a good working over in an alleyway, which is the way it used to be handled. I'm not going to sit here and do some kind of legal debate with him over the rights to sit in a car and masturbate while staring at children. Of course he's going to deny everything. But you know what? We used to, as a society, deal with this. A couple of dads would take care of the matter. And then he wouldn't show up anymore.
Well, you just speak to him sternly.
He's got to be frightened. The cops ought to go and frighten the hell out of him. And then if he doesn't respond, then they you know what? This is where everybody's gotten soft. Everybody's gotten afraid. Everybody's worried. Just take care of the matter. All right.
We do not endorse violence.
These people, these mothers don't want their kids raped. This guy could rape one of the girls. I do not understand what's wrong with a society that does not want to protect young girls from being raped. You could see that Gascon has got no problem with that woman being attacked in Long Beach. Guy jumps her on camera, pants down, dress up. He's ready to go. His parts are hanging out. Gascon doesn't see anything wrong with it. Now we got a point here where when we were growing up, there is no chance a guy would be able to sit outside of school and look at young girls and young boys, stare at them, take pictures of them, and pleasure himself all day. That would not last 10 minutes. Somebody would take care of it.
I wonder if the opposite would work, because it tells me he likes the attention. If he got ignored... Because, you know, he liked to do the interview. He's talking about his rights. He thinks he's big stuff now. The media wants to talk to me. And I'm going to tell him that I have a right to take pictures in public spaces. I'm going to stick it in his parents' faces.
The reporter trying to debate him about his rights is stupid. He's clearly insane. He's clearly a pervert. He's clearly a pedophile. Well, how come it's, you know, it's interesting. We're in a time now where people don't say the obvious. Why is everyone afraid to say the obvious? What do you think? He's going to go and sue you? He's going to sue the moms? They should surround his car chanting pedophiles, what they ought to do.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
What they ought to do. Take
well, that's
the kids,
free speech.
Everybody get around. Yeah, and chant pedophile, yeah, pedophile,
hound him, right?
Pedophile.
That's a good idea.
Home. Hound him. Make him. He should be outcast from society.
What if that
He's
makes him
unwelcome.
Pleasure himself even more?
Well, you know, eventually he'll get tired of it. Eventually he'll go on. You got to put the pressure on him. Make him uncomfortable. Why is everyone on defense? All the people being made uncomfortable are the moms and the kids. He's got no right to do that. Where are the dads? Where are the police? Where are the men in that neighborhood to take care of a guy who's terrorizing the mothers and the daughters? Where are they?
So if you pleasure yourself in your car, is that public? What am I calking it? Lewd behavior or something? Or
yeah,
is that not,
I don't.
Is that considered,
you know what?
Not public.
Yeah. See, this is the problem. Is everybody's like trying to thinly slice what the laws and the rights would be. You just simply
well, that's
have
the way
to
harass him. If you have anything to chase after him, you do it.
Yeah,
that's right.
No, if there's a thread there, yeah. But you just got to get rid of him. You know, one guy sending a message through the window, it will take care of him. He'll make him start that car so fast, make him peel out of there so fast. Make him not ever. He's got to feel like this is a bad idea to ever enter this neighborhood again, which is what everybody used to do. You don't even have to break any laws. You don't have to commit any violent acts. What you could do is create a climate where he clearly gets the message and is afraid something bad's going to happen.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
But we don't have men in society anymore.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 to 4, after 4, John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
And we found out there's plenty of room on the Moist line, so we're inviting your calls. We're still collecting them to play during the 3 o'clock hour tomorrow. To connect with the Moist line, it's very simple. All you have to do is use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or you can go to the toll-free number. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. So whatever you have to spew, it's on your mind, leave it there, and you might hear yourself sounding off tomorrow, either at 3:20 or at 3:50. We'll bring you some stories concerning Israel versus Hamas after the news at 2 o'clock. And the word is pause. Last night I was like, well, what's the difference between a pause and a ceasefire? Well,
it's
I
the same
pause-
thing.
They're trying to say a pause is more temporary.
A pause is means a coward is afraid to say ceasefire.
I guess so. Well, that's like Biden anyway.
Yeah, he's a coward. He doesn't want to get people upset with him. But what happens in a ceasefire? You stop shooting. What happens in a pause? You stop shooting. Same thing.
And there may be consequences for some of the protesting students on the college campuses, at least according to a few law firms. We'll get into all that. Coming up after the news at 2 o'clock. Well, in the world of artificial intelligence, there had to be a day when a story like this came out at a high school in New Jersey. John Westfield, is that a nice town?
Yes, that is a nice town.
I know.
It's upper middle class.
Yeah, when I had my accounting job in New York, one of my coworkers came from Westfield, and he used to say it was a pretty nice area. Well, it says here, when girls at Westfield High School in New Jersey found out that boys were sharing nude photos of them in group chats, they were shocked. Not just because it's an invasion of privacy, there weren't any nude photos of them to share. So somebody used an online tool powered by artificial intelligence to make the images and share them with others. Digitally altered or faked images and videos have exploded. Along with the availability of free or cheap artificial intelligence tools.
Yeah.
This is really
useful. This is a good invention. So every teenage girl is now going to have her fake nude photos being passed around. And the boys are going to go home and they're going to do what that guy was doing in the car in Norwalk.
That's
good progress.
It says here, sophomore boys at the high school are acting weird. on Monday, October 16th, whispering among themselves, being quieter than normal. Girls started asking questions. Finally, one boy told some of the girls what the whispering was about. At least one student had used an AI-powered website to make porno images using girls' photos found online, then shared them with other boys in group chats.
That kid ought to be locked up now.
But they're fake. They're not you. I don't really...
Yeah, but it looks realistic.
And people think it's you. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, if the story's out, they'll know it's not you.
Yeah, it'll get around beyond these boys. It'll be all over the world. They're not going to know.
And they're not going to know who you are around the world anyway.
No, but it's going to be your face. If that'll be part of your permanent record. And then you could match photos online. Like you could put in somebody's photo and you can find all the photos on the internet of this person. In fact, I went somewhere, they were showing me this technology where you could put in a photo and then you'll get a long, in fact, I put in my own photo.
There was a story. We had it in the pile like 2 weeks ago. We just didn't get to it. About this technology where you can take somebody's photo and from that you can get all sorts of information about them. Their whereabouts, their address, everything you want to know.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And match it with every photo of them on the internet. And so now these girls are going to have these photos. They're there permanently. They'll never be erased. And then they'll take the photos and put them into, because that's what they're doing now, they're putting it into actual video pornography. So you will see, they're doing this with famous actresses. They're putting the heads of famous actresses on the bodies of porn actresses engaged in sex acts. And over time, they're going to make it look seamless.
Well, part of my response to this, you're not going to stop that. So why get worked up over it? How are you going to stop that?
It's very difficult for a teenage girl to deal with, to know that there's nude photos of you around the world or a simulation of nude photos. It's more than a lot of girls could handle.
Yeah, I guess so. I was going to say, if you're going to do it to me, at least put me on a nice body, right? Something better than my own and be like, oh, yeah.
Now, it says here that, they've created likenesses for Oprah Winfrey and Pope Francis. I hope there's not pornographic.
No, not a nude Oprah Winfrey. Stop it.
Or a nude Pope Francis.
No, who would want to look at that? Why would you create that? That's not going to be.
I don't know. There's a market for everything. You're the one who talks about the wide spectrum.
I'm trying. Hey, would you like to see nude pictures of the Pope?
Oprah and the Pope together.
It's wider than I ever imagined. They call it digital bullying. Digital bullying.
Yeah.
People using their phones to. I guess this is a form of bullying. Yeah.
Look at the girls who get impacted by seeing all these sites that promote anorexia and bulimia, and these like 60-pound girls online. I've shown Deborah a couple of these. Remember?
Oh yeah.
It's really gross. These exceptionally thin, bony girls who look like they're about to die.
Yeah, it's awful.
And they have thousands and thousands of followers, and other girls who've like. Caught the anorexia virus, and they're trying to emulate this girl.
They're not sure what to do. There's not a lot of laws in any states. Faked sex images of real people are so new. Federal law is lagging, but a few states, including, of course, California, have outlawed the distribution of faked porn or given victims the right to sue its creators in civil court.
Yeah,
90% of false imagery, known as deepfakes, and we've talked about is porn. You and I have talked about using deep fakes to try to sell a political message. Maybe to show a Hillary or somebody in a very controversial situation that's made up. But most of it's used for nudity.
Yeah. Hillary, Oprah, and Pope Francis. Great.
No, I don't want to see Hillary naked either. I was talking about...
Who do you want to see naked?
Yeah, that's a good question. You're so negative. Well, I don't want to see her, and I don't want to see him.
Well, those are the examples he brought up. I didn't really know that.
Aren't there enough naked people posting and posing and in porn? I mean, why do we need this?
Do you know, I think a third of all the internet traffic is pornography?
Oh, it is.
Guys watching videos, at least.
Yeah, there's a lot of people with...
This is all This is all men do all day now because you can get it at home. That's it.
Okay, so but why do we need now the whole AI? I mean, there's enough out there already.
We don't need it. It's going to make the world more twisted and unpleasant and sick.
Yeah, I mean, we've covered this story. We're on our way to having the perfect AI sex robot. It's going to happen probably in the next few years. It's going to be so lifelike that that's what men are going to order up. Forget about the stupid blow-up doll.
Yeah, men will never leave the house. They'll never get married. They'll never have children. And the species will die out.
Imagine, Deborah, you could teach it that so that it knows what you like, you see?
Uh-huh. We'll always be pleased.
Be the ultimate.
Always a happy ending.
I mean, for sex-crazed men, because that's what men are like. It's like that's what they think about 99% of the day. So imagine if they could buy something that felt real and then took care of their every need.
Most men find dating a hassle, right? So if you could just skip over all that and you end up...
That's so sad.
Well, you know, that's,
you have to get past the fact that it's not a real person, right?
Right, exactly. Oh, that small little something. Yeah.
I think a lot of guys will be happy to get
there.
They
wouldn't have a problem with
that. That's a feature.
You know, can I just say one thing related to AI? I actually had a few voiceover jobs to do before I came to work, and it said that my voice will be, they showed me a video, and they said, your voice will replace the AI voice. I was like, yeah, that's great.
Is this part of the new contract?
No. This is non-union voiceover work. I can't do union voiceover work because I am a SAG-AFTRA member. Again,
right, the radio
is,
for that.
The news department radio station here is completely, it's a different part of SAG-AFTRA. But anyway, so this was a different job, and it said that my voice is going to be replacing the artificial intelligence voice. And I was so glad because part of what the actors, the voice actors and actors are striking about is AI, because our voices are being replaced by AI.
There's no need for humans anymore.
But you said you're going to be the AI voice?
No, I'm replacing the AI
voice.
Well,
it's very rare.
I know. It happened today. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that happen yet.
No, I haven't either. This is the first time.
I thought everything was going in the other direction.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
All right,
we'll be right back.
You're a trailblazer.
John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, real Deborah Mark.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah. Live the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. iHeart.